From Deuteronomy and Matthew, we hear of the Sabbath rest. What is rest? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, the third commandment. What does that mean? Remembering Sabbath and keeping Sabbath holy might be two commands. We can remember a day called Sabbath, but what does remembering have to do with us? In our community, most of us are not Jewish. Sabbath may not be concerning to us. Deuteronomy is being specific about this day of rest as it reminds us we have not always been free, but have been slaves. Each and every one of us a slave until Christ comes to us. We are all supposed to stop one day a week and rest from our busyness and from our fast-paced lifestyles. We treat rest as if it were our enemy and not our help. Sabbath is a time to let our mind and body and our relationship with God and one another restore. We cannot be fully engaged in our work or play when we are not fully restored or healthy. Sabbath can help us get there. In the world we have created for ourselves, we have grown accustomed to making it on our own. We don't need anyone to tell us how to live or how to rest because we have always been able to do it for ourselves. God is telling us that even in the beginning, after creating all things, even God rested. God took time away from what he was doing to rest. In our rest, God shows us how we can take a good look at our accomplishments and enjoy the fruits of our labor. In our busyness, we are so occupied with ourselves that we forget to stop and look up. When we keep our nose to the grindstone for too long, our heads down with only success on our minds, we miss the real joys offered to us in this world. When I was young and my children were small, it seemed as if I only had time to work, trying to keep food on the table and a roof over our heads. I missed out on so many things that were happening while I was gone. As I grew older and realized I hadn't been paying attention, I had to make a conscious decision to stop and to take a break each week. It may have been too late for some of the life changes my children had gone through, but it was not too late for me. Now, as a grandfather, I've taken a new look at the decisions I make. I spend as much time as I can with my children and my grandchildren. My children have made comments about how different I am and think that it's because I'm a grandfather. Maybe that helped bring me along to this new realization, but it is more about how I view what God has been telling me all along. Rest and give rest to those around you. Let everyone stop what we are doing every week and rest and reflect. Sabbath is a time to rest and reflect on what God has done. In our reflection of our week, we will see God at work. In our rest, we will catch our breath and find new energy to make the best of what we do for those around us. In our Sabbath, we will become better selves, and a better community will surround us. We will realize how much we have been slaves to our lifestyle and to the world that wants to consume us. Jesus freed us from the life under the law that convicts us to death. God opens a gate of freedom to us in Jesus Christ. God rested and then said we need our rest. Sabbath is not just a religious action, but it is a faithful action. Like all God's commandments, this is commanded by God for our own good. God opens the gate of rest, and all we need to do is rest. Follow God's example and see that Sabbath is good. Let your family see you are restoring yourself for the good of the community and family and for your health. We are not slaves any longer, so don't be a slave and find rest in Sabbath. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we ignore rest out of fear or greed. You gave us the open gate of Jesus Christ to show us how to live in peace, resting in you. Reveal our joy in our rest, that we can be filled again by your love. In our Sabbath, you give us rest in Jesus Christ. Amen.